Domestic Violence Awareness Month is observed throughout the country and has been for many years, and it's to raise awareness in our communities that the problem of abuse in relationships and in families is still quite prevalent. And so, of course, we hope to end that, and through our work with victims and law enforcement and courts and perpetrators, and so that everyone can live a safe, crisis-free life. So to do that, we have a couple of events in October. Friday, October 12th, we are having our Candlelight Vigil, which is an annual thing for us. We honor the victims who have lost their lives to domestic violence in Wisconsin in the past year. And the state coalition, End Abuse Wisconsin, puts out the homicide report every year. They announced that yesterday. And this year, we're honoring 40 people who lost their lives. On the 12th, what we're asking is that community members call us, and those who have participated in the past have found the event quite impactful. We're looking for community participants to each take a name and read that name in the Remember My Name ceremony that we do. They can call the agency for more information or check our Facebook page. The other event is on Saturday, October 20th, and that's a fundraiser to raise awareness for domestic abuse, domestic violence in our communities. And that's going to be out at Nicolay College. It starts at 9 o'clock, and it is a fun run or walk. And it's doing two loops around the Nicolay Road there. And we're meeting at the old daycare center. And there will be refreshments and shirts for the first 50 people who sign up. And it's $30 per person. And we'll be done by noon. So it's a quick, fun activity to do on a Saturday morning.
How does a person know that they're in a bad situation that way in their own home?
Well, there are a lot of red flags, and it might be very overt or it may be very covert. And it could be that someone is being physically harmed, even just pushed around or threatened. Sometimes it's in the form of verbal abuse, emotional abuse, perhaps a lot of yelling, blaming. And if anyone has any questions, I would suggest that they give one of our advocates a call, call our office, because we can help somebody figure that out. It doesn't mean that they have to leave their home or their relationship just because they've identified abuse. They can work with us. They can. We have resources for other assistance for the individual or the family, because we are not here to tell somebody you have to get out of your relationship. We're here to help them find a way to a better life. The crisis line is 1-800-236-1222. But for either of the events, we should give the business number, and that's 715-362-6841.